This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty. 97-1 The Ticket, the Valeni and Rico show. Mike Beck next week. Talking about the Tigers, of the three dudes that had really impressive springs, Mize, Torque, and Jobe, which one is the most likely to continue that into the regular season? And where are you on this baseball team? Do you choose to believe the positives or do you choose to believe the negatives? And there's a whole lot of both. You want to take a couple calls, get some ticket text, and then we got to dive into the lineup. I know Jeremy just read it, but I stepped out.
Right. I'm like, where are you going? You've been anticipating hearing this lineup for hours.
Well, Mark Ryan was in here. I needed to tell him something that he had a question on. So I decided to do that. Then I realized I missed the freaking lineup. Oh, right, here's the lineup, okay? Do you want to do this very quickly before the phones?
Rieger, we've already done.
Oh, you did it?
Yeah.
Fine. Cameron in Sterling Heights, you're on the ticket. What's up, Cameron? How are you, bud?
Cameron. Wow, I was not expecting that drop.
What's up? What's up, Cameron?
I'll answer your most recent question first. And I think Torque is going to be the one who succeeds the most in the year. I feel like he's got that swagger back, to quote the De La Salle football team from a couple of years ago. And to answer your earlier question, I know it sounds pessimistic, but ultimately it's realistic. I unfortunately have to focus on the negatives here. You know, you can't expect lightning to strike twice in terms of the chaos, if you will. And with the injuries and everything, and the fact that I'm a little pessimistic on the Parker Meadows timeline to come back, I just don't really see a path to even 500 this year.
Cameron, I don't disagree with you. I don't. Like, if I'm choosing to believe the negativity or the positivity, I'm probably going negativity. And I'm just perusing this lineup, Rico. I'm just perusing this lineup, and it makes me angry. The whole freaking thing makes me angry. Like, you got Margot in right field against the lefty Snell. Why? Because they'll never let Kerry Carpenter play against the freaking lefty. And I know what they'll say. Don't worry. Carpenter will be inserted later in the game. That's what they'll tell you. That annoys the crap out of me. Ryan Kreidler, he's your starting center fielder. Ryan Kreidler, who has played three innings in his major league career at center, 20 games his entire career at center, he's your starting center fielder. That dude's your starting center fielder. That's even before you get to whatever. Abanez is at third. He's a lefty killer, so I got no issue with that. But he's leading off, and then Torque is DHing, and oh, good old Javi. Javi's at shortstop. Yay! All right! and we all thought he was done. Like, just looking at the lineup, it makes me angry. It does. And it's too early to be angry. I'm sorry. What is that from, by the way? Sounds like a ghost.
The ape from Planet of the Apes.
Okay. Ghost. Whatever. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Phil on a cell. You're on the ticket. Hey, Phil. How are you, bud?
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
I'm not great. Sorry, Phil. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say that I have to believe the negativity. I cannot take this Tigers team seriously when they're trotting out Javier Baez, Spencer Torkelson, and Ryan Kreidler.
That's right.
Who can't even hit his weight hardly. Are you kidding me? This is the major leagues, and that's who we have as our starting center fielder
on most days.
Day?
Yes. No, Phil, nobody else can
Are
play center.
Kidding?
Margot can't play center. He's too old for that. Riley Green, they won't let play center. So you're stuck with Ryan Kreidler. And by the way, if he plays a pristine center field, because it's one of those positions, you're okay with the fact that he can't hit. But it's the double negative. He can't hit, and he's never played center field before, ever.
I about fell over when I read the story in the Free Press last night that's from Evan Petzl that says that's where a center fielder is. And I understand the injuries, but come on, seriously?
Phil, I'm with you. I'm with you. It's. I don't want to say it's embarrassing because it's too early to call it embarrassing. You have to see it not work to say something like that. But come on, this is discouraging. And I know they said last night it was going to happen, but this is their solution. They did nothing in the offseason.
So, Reader, let me ask you this question.
What? Ask me.
Is there anything or anything that the Tigers can do? Or is there any person that could change your outlook?
Yeah, they just got to win.
And make you start seeing things positive?
Prove me wrong. Yes, prove
is there
wrong.
One person?
Yeah.
Because like I said, that's like, I look at, to me, it's Torque. Like,
okay, I agree with you.
He's batting fourth. They're going to ride the hot hand. Let's see what he can do. And maybe. But I understand why people feel this way because it almost feels like the team was ill-prepared for the start of the season. Like,
yes,
the start of the season snuck up on them. Like, wait.
Wait,
we don't have
another
two
month?
More months?
What the hell are you talking about?
What do you mean it starts tomorrow?
I just bought a house in Lakeland.
Oh, my God. Hey, can we get... Hey, Scoobs, can you do this video for us real quick?
248-539-9797. Listen, if you want to comment on Rico's question of the three spring training succeeders, you know, whether it be Torque or Mize or, of course, Jobe, which one do you believe in the most? Feel free. But when I see this lineup, it's almost like, what are you most angry about? It really drives me crazy that Ryan Kreidler is your starting center fielder.
You know what's funny is, and I'm not saying trying to compare them to the Dodgers, but I just pulled up the Dodgers starting lineup.
Don't do that.
And it just made me all kinds of sad.
Oh, I just did this too.
Scrolled their lineup. Ohtani, Betts, Teoscar, Freeman, and Tommy Edman are their top five hitters. Tommy Edman is five. Tommy Edman last year, I think, was leading off for St. Louis. Leading off. He's their number five hitter. And to answer Rico's question, I got Jackson Jobe as my guy. Because I think we haven't seen... The other two are believe it when I see it. But I pulled up this lineup just to make myself, I guess, miserable. I think you do similar things, Jeff.
Oh, my goodness.
And Max Muncy batting...
Max Muncy batting seventh.
Batting seventh. That's where Javi bats for us, by the way.
At least he's a legitimate third baseman.
Yes!
Oh, my God. Baez, he had a 502 OPS. Like, what makes you more angry? Okay, both of you guys. What makes you more angry? That Javi Baez, a year after we were certain he was gone, okay? Javi Baez got put on the 60-day IL after that game against the Cubs. They then proceeded to go 24-10 without him and make the playoffs in a remarkable fashion. And then you bring Baez back, and not only do you bring him back, you're like, hey, you're starting shortstop. You might play a little center field. You might play third base. So you got Baez today. You're starting shortstop. You have Ryan Kreidler, your starting center fielder. And it drives me crazy that Gleyber Torres won't play third base. He's an awful second baseman. Like, of those three, which one makes you the angriest? Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay.
How about just across the board?
I don't want to be like this. I want to be happy. It's opening day. We should be positive. We should be like, we're all behind our baseball team. Go get them, Tigers. World Series. I want to do that. Like, is this lineup not infuriating? I knew we knew it was coming.
No, Rieger, it is, but you knew it was coming. You knew that there wasn't anything that was going to change in the last 24 hours. We knew what was going to. This is going to be.
Whatever.
And guess what? There's going to be a time where all of a sudden you're going to see Javi out in center field. It's going to happen.
Okay, here's all I want. Here's all I want because sometimes I have a tendency to overreact. I know. All I want, and I know we got something coming up with college basketball related next segment, but all I want is like seven calls. Do you have a right to be angry about this? Do you have a right to be infuriated or angry or... am I overreacting and being a drama queen and just being a diva and being whiny little bitch? I mean, you could say that too. But this is a lot.
It is.
Especially after you made the playoffs. 97 won the ticket.
Did the reality just kick in right now for you?
I guess. Okay. I mean, just seeing it written out.
Okay.
Seeing it written like just, yeah. I mean, somebody just says Rieger spitting anger and outrage left and right over the Tigers lineup. Perfect fill-in for Mike today.
I'm shocked that you're shocked.
I know. You knew. I was hoping they made a trade overnight. And I just like, oh, Jose Iglesias is the third base. What, Rieger, okay, I'll take him. And you get his new single, too? What? 97 won the ticket.